Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here, a weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. I want to remind folks that tomorrow you can meet up with Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas for Fans in the Pro at the Rouse's Market. 2,900 vets in Metairie get Deuce's do's and don'ts for the Saints on Sunday. What has to happen for the black and gold to beat those Patriots? Plus, get a peek inside Pelicans training camp at 6. Go inside LSU football on the Brian Kelly Show. Then at 7, join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valdin for the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup on WWL and the Odyssey app. That's tomorrow night. Right now here on Weekend Kickoff, guys, it's time to do one of our favorite segments, I think. Pick six, even though they haven't maybe been as lucrative, our selections. But, Charlie, how'd this past weekend go?
Pick six traditionally has been one of my favorite segments. This year, it is causing nothing but frustration, gentlemen. Last week did not go very well. Bobby and Mike won the week going 4-2 apiece. Steve, you went 3-3. And I went 2-4. And guys, the difference here, I've had some bad losses this year. I mean, my record would kind of say that. I'm 14-23. Mike and Bobby are 20-17. Steve is 18-19. The Vandy 10.5 cover might have been the worst. It is fourth down with 17 seconds left to go in that game. All Bama needs to do is kneel out the clock and finish it off, and they run in for a touchdown from about 20 to 25 yards out. Guys, it was the worst backdoor cover I think I've seen all year long. Vandy covered for basically 59.5 minutes of that 60-minute game. And Bama won. Bama covered the 10.5. And so all of you got the win and I got the loss, guys. So wrapping up the week, as I mentioned, Bobby and Mike both went 4-2. Steve 3-3. I went 2-4. And that was the real big difference maker there, guys.
Rough stuff.
Yeah, terrible. So moving ahead to college football week 7. Listen, guys, there's been two teams that continue to just ruin me in pick six, and I keep picking them for our games, so maybe I'll change a couple things up. We'll have to see. I got to change my strategy up somehow. College football week 7 is absolutely loaded, guys. I picked three games here. Very easily could have done 4, maybe even 5, but that would have been a little bit too much. So we're just going to go with the top matchups, and then we obviously have LSU and South Carolina there at the end as well. Number 8, Alabama, 2.5-point favorites at number 14, Missouri. Bobby's got Mizzou plus 2.5. Listen, I keep picking against Bama and it keeps burning me. So this is going to be the week that I pick Bama. I know that Mizzou has been awesome this year. They haven't played a road game, by the way, which I think is fascinating. Like, this is their 6th straight home game to open the season. I don't know how often you really see that. And they're great at home, by the way. So this is a really dangerous pick. I know what I've seen from Alabama so far this year. Mizzou, I've seen rollover teams, but they haven't played anyone like Alabama just yet. And we'll find out a lot about Missouri this upcoming weekend. I think a lot of Mizzou fans will find out about their team. But give me Bama minus 2.5. Ty Simpson's playing awesome.
I'm going to go Missouri. I think it's razor close here. I went kind of back and forth with this. But you might be catching Alabama at the right time. I mean, tough game against Georgia in the hedges that you won. And then last week, you know, you playing Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt, man, they beat their chest about how they beat Alabama. So you know the Tide wanted to win that game. I'm going to go with Missouri here. But this is the toughest pick for me.
Agreed.
Of all six. But I'm going to go with Mizzou.
Definitely a tough pick. I'm rolling with you, Charlie, which got me a little bit worried. So I'm going to take Bama, given that 2.5. So, Bobby and Mike are taking Mizzou on this one at home. I just like what I've been seeing about Alabama. We'll see what they can do on the road against a Missouri squad that I just don't think is that proven yet. I don't really like, their matchup so far hasn't impressed me with any of their victories. So I'll roll with Bama, giving points on the road.
They're going to be the kingmaker or kingbreaker this year.
I like
Missouri.
That. Right.
Listen, if they win this game, I might pick them to make the playoffs if you look ahead at their schedule. Missouri has been really impressive, granted the level of competition that they've played so far this year. This is the kind of swing game for them. And I'm right there with you, Mike. This is the one that I went back and forth on and back and forth and back and forth. Mizzou is really, really good at home, but I keep picking against Bama and they keep burning me. So this is the week that I take Bama, and of course they're going to lose to Mizzou. So moving on, guys. We got number 7, Indiana, at number 3, Oregon, in a top 10 matchup. Oregon minus 7.5. Bobby's got the Ducks. I'm going right there with them with the Ducks. I know that Mendoza with Indiana has been very impressive so far this year. I like Cignetti, but at the same time, Dan Lanning's the man. And this Oregon team has a great home field advantage. I was just talking about Mizzou. So I will be going with the home team this time around, taking the 7.5 points.
I hate to say it. I agree with you, Charlie. I'm going to go, man, Dan Lanning. And the one thing with him, Pete Jenkins told me this, Mikey's mean. If you get a chance to put it on you, he's going to take the belt and spank you not once but twice, three times.
Right.
I like Indiana, but, man, on the road against Oregon and that offense, and they play really good defense. To me, this was the easier one for me. I go with Oregon. I know a lot of people are picking Indiana, but I'm going with Oregon here.
I'm with you guys, honestly. I like Oregon. Give me the quack attack at home, even though it's 7.5. It's a little high for my liking, but I just don't think that Indiana is going to be able to keep up with Oregon.
It's that little sucker half point, guys, but I'm still sticking with the Ducks. I'm right there with you, Mike. I think that Dan Lanning, if he gets the chance, is going to want to make a statement here at home against a good Indiana team. Wrapping up the college football slate, guys, we got South Carolina at number 11, LSU. LSU 9.5 point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Tigers covering that spread. I am right there with them. I don't feel great about LSU's offense, but I don't feel great about South Carolina's team. Mike, you and I have talked about this. They're an average team that's propped up by an elite quarterback. And in all honesty, I mean, that kind of plays into the strength of LSU's secondary so far this year. If they can just hold up on the back end of the defense and kind of keep Lenora Sellers and at the same time be disciplined up front and keep him from extending plays with his legs, I just don't think there's much that South Carolina can do in this game. So give me the Tigers to win this by 10. You know, maybe it's a tight cover, but I still think that they cover.
LSU, I'm going with the Tigers.
Yeah, this one is a tough one for me, guys, just because I think LSU wins this game, but do you really have any confidence that the Tigers can win against anybody right now by double digits?
I got less confidence in South Carolina to do it.
I'm very
that's the other part.
I'm very hesitantly given the 9.5 here. I'm still going to roll with the Tigers, but like I said, them winning by 10, I'm just not convinced.
It might be a tight cover, but I got the Tigers as well. And then, guys, we got 3 NFL games, and we'll get to it right after this.
We're going to take a break here on our WWL weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. You heard Charlie Long coming back with our NFL picks right after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, our Pick 6 segment continues. We just wrapped up our selections for this weekend's action in college football. Now, Charlie, what you going to hit us with the NFL for this weekend?
It's our little kind of mini around the NFC South minus the Panthers here, guys, and we'll go chronologically. So the Patriots, 3.5-point favorites at the Saints in the Caesars Superdome in Week 6, guys. Bobby's got the Saints, obviously. He takes the Saints every week, plus 3.5. I'm going with the Patriots minus 3.5. Drake May is super impressive. And, you know, like we talked with Stink on Tuesday, Mike, they want to prioritize the line of scrimmage. And if they can win up front, that's a tough team to beat.
I'm going to go with the Patriots for one big reason, Drake May.
Yeah.
To me, that gives them a huge advantage here. I think Drake is on the verge of being a star player in the NFL. And for me, that's always like 3 points and, you know, you're playing at home and everything, but I got to go with the Patriots here.
A win is a win for the Saints, guys. You know that. But the way they were not able to get in the end zone more after those five turnovers.
That troubles me.
Me too. So, unfortunately, I'm taking the Patriots, given the 3.5 in the dome. So, the Cannon's the only one rolling with the Hoodats this weekend.
Well, is that a shock?
No, he's standing alone here, guys. I think the Patriots kind of had their coming out party. And going back to what Jeff Duncan said about, you know, will they have the same intensity that they had in Buffalo this past weekend? You know, maybe it's a little bit of a let up here. But at the same time, I think the Patriots have enough talent to come in and win this game. Up next, guys, we got the 49ers at the Buccaneers. As I had mentioned earlier, Alabama just keeps messing me up in pick six in college. The Buccaneers are that in the NFL. So I am tired of them giving me losses. I'm going with Baker Mayfield and the Bucs at home, taking the 2.5 against the 49ers.
I went against my boy last week for the first time all year.
It burned you, Mike.
He bit me on the butt late. Sam Darnold was terrific. He threw one bad pass, and that really cost him. But I'm going with the Bucs here. 49ers are still a beat-up football team, and, man, Baker figures out a way to win. So I got to go with Tampa.
I'm with you guys, rolling with Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. You mentioned, Mike, this 49ers squad has been banged up. They're just not the same unit that you thought they would be going into this year. And Tampa keeps finding that way to come away with the win. 2.5 points at home, I'll take that number. No doubt about it.
I think, guys, we have a really weird number here, and I'll throw it out here. Monday Night Football, the Bills at the Falcons, Buffalo minus 3.5 on the road in Atlanta. I figured this number would be a little bit bigger. The Bills coming off a loss. They're obviously looking to get back on track. The Falcons are coming off a bye, so I can understand it from that point. And the Bills' defense, I think there's maybe some money going in on the Falcons because Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier, and that rushing attack against the Bills' defense. But give me Josh Allen in 3.5. I think that they'll be able to cover that number on the road against the Falcons in primetime.
I'm going to go with the Bills, too, for the fact that, you know, you look at that last game. We know the defense is hurting over there. They had a down game offensively in the matchup. Figure they're going to come back in a big way and respond in Atlanta. The Falcons, they're not going to scare me that much where I'm going to worry about giving 3.5 points on the road. So I'll roll with Buffalo.
Atlanta.
Bobby's with you, Mike.
I just think they can run the ball. The Bills are horrible against the run. The Bills might win this late with a field goal, but I think this is a close game.
That half
game.
Is kind of bothering.
And man, just watch the Bills on defense. They all suckle. They can't stop anybody when you make the commitment to running the football. Look what the Falcons have. So, Penix, don't screw this up for me here, okay? I'm going to go with Atlanta.
Yeah, Bobby's with you on this one, guys. And one last kind of note, you know, talking about the Patriots and the Bills, what we saw on primetime this past week with Drake May and Josh Allen, those two quarterbacks in the AFC East. And then you look at what's going on with Miami and New York and the Jets. You kind of got a feel for those fan bases just because you know Josh and Drake are going to be around for a while and they're going to be at the top of the NFL for quite some time. And having those two guys in your own division must be rough.
My thing is, I don't feel sorry for nobody.
That's fair.
Look the shape the Saints are in. I don't feel sorry for no team because nobody's going to feel sorry for you at this stage. But I just think here, just almost when you're ready to throw the towel in on the Falcons, they win a damn game or they get a real close game.
You're right.
That's how they are. They're so schizophrenic all across the board. So that was part of my reason. That half – is the other. That this could come down to a field goal late for the Bills. And I know they're smarting over that loss against the Patriots. But I don't see – almost like the LSU's running game. Do I all of a sudden think that's going to happen? Do I think the Bills are going to get better on defense, stopping the run? No. So that's a big part of why I'm going to Atlanta.
So, Charlie, what do we have all the same this week? Is it three games?
Oregon, we have all the same. And the Buccaneers, we have all the same.
Who took South Carolina?
Oh, and LSU. We all
okay,
have LSU.
Yeah. That's what I figured. Those were the three picks that we were all in agreement on. We'll see how that turns up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.